if every person who is an American and called themselves a Roman Catholic were told by priests that they could not vote for a presidential candidate that was pro-abortion, in 1996, Bob Dole would have won 49 states out of 50. 49 out of 50, simple as that. There's no way, no way you could get elected if you didn't have the Catholic vote. The same thing is true with Pride Book, Google, and Netflix. You know, people, if you don't know, I canceled my Netflix when did they come out with Big Mouth? Last November, coming up on a year in November. Why? Because it's trash, it's garbage, and I wanted nothing to do with it. many people have followed suit after the Michelle Wolf, it's fun to have abortions on the 4th of July, abortion rocks special, that Netflix actually, not only did it air it, it sponsored it. Hell, they paid her to do it. Folks, we're enablers. But made a church, we have to be on faith but to communicate. Well, maybe we have to find another way to communicate. Dreher. Well, outsider, especially white working class America, is watching all this happen. And more understands that the whites in elite institutions are happy to see people demonized and see their careers and their future sacrificed. I'm telling you this. Our elite ruling masters desire white martyrdom for all of us. Now, not for them, mind you, just for us, the rest of us. The woke who control the means of information dissemination actively seek to censor them, even as they promote favored minorities who demonize on racial lines. How can they protect their own interests or even get revenge, given that they have little or no access to power? Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to say something that may sound braggadocious to you. I do not mean it as a boast or a brag. So take it for what it's worth. There are people that are on YouTube and on Facebook and on Google Plus that have podcasts and little video cast shows that are not talented. They're not broadcasters. And by any, they have no vocation to broadcasting. They could care and they could give a rat's furry behind about it. They just want people to see them. You think, oh, I have a podcast, isn't it? That are by a factor of 1,000, some of them 10,000 times more popular than your kind, gentle, humble, 26-year veteran broadcaster host is. If you listen to this show on any day, and maybe you've been listening to it for years when I was on the Sirius XM for 13 years, do you honestly think that the plot that the Crusade Channel and the Mike Church Show finds itself in here doing what we're doing today is because of a lack of talent or is because of a lack of being able to effectively communicate or entertain? Really? Welcome to my world. I'm already in this. They've already done it to us and they continue to do it. There's no doubt in my mind. And look, a reasoned individual that would tune this in and go like, why isn't that popular? You just answered your own question. Fang. So if you need proof of what I just told you, look at me. I am living proof that this is occurring. Where is this show broadcast? On the internet. How would someone find it? Well, they might search for it. Oh, may he see it in a hashtag or keyword or whatever. Have they found it? No. The only ones that find it are the ones that you personally assist in finding it. Or that I just meet by accident because I invite them on their show to be a guest. So if you don't think that they're capable of total suppression of speech and thought, not only are they capable of it, they're already doing it. They're already doing it. This channel is proof. I am proof.